For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. A recent CBS News poll found that most voters don't know Donald Trump's choice for VP, Indiana Governor Mike Pence. And in Indiana, where voters know him, 41% disapproved of the job that Pence is doing as governor. And Pence would have had a tough go seeking re-election with a popular Democrat at his heels. So who is this man that is now Donald Trump's running mate? In the 1990s, Mike Pence began his political career as a talk show host. Pence described himself as Rush Limbaugh on DECAMP. Indiana's talking, the Mike Pence. Then Pence served six terms in Congress from 2001 to 2013. That's where he was seen as an ultra-right-wing conservative, further to the right than more than 300 of his colleagues. And he was never the chief sponsor of any bill that passed into law. He was an abortion foe from the very beginning. He voted to defund Planned Parenthood for providing abortion. He voted yes on funding for health providers who don't provide abortion information, voted to prohibit transporting minors across state lines for abortion, and he voted to bar funding for abortion under federal Obamacare plans. On the budget and economy, Trump's VP pick voted yes on terminating the home affordable mortgage program. He voted no on a $60 billion stimulus package for jobs, infrastructure, and the economy. This was back in 2008. And in the housing crunch, which was occurring at the time, he voted no on modifying bankruptcy rules to avoid mortgage foreclosure in March of 2009. And Pence voted against public education. He voted no on a $40 billion plan for green public schools. He voted no on an additional $10.2 billion for federal education and health and human services projects. And he voted no on $84 million in grants for Black and Hispanic colleges. On energy and oil, he voted no on enforcing limits on CO2 global warming pollution, and he voted no on tax incentives for renewable energy. This was in February of 2008. On LGBT rights in 2004, he voted yes on a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage. He voted no in 2007 on prohibiting job discrimination based on sexual orientation, and in 2009, he voted no on enforcement against anti-gay hate crimes. Then in 2013, Donald Trump's pick for VP, Mike Pence, became the 50th governor of Indiana. It's a small state, the smallest of the 12 Midwestern states. It ranks 38th in size among 50 states. Last year as governor, he was embroiled in a controversy over the Religious Freedom Act. In Indiana, it would have protected those who wanted to deny services to LGBT people. So a florist, for example, could refuse service to a gay couple planning a wedding. In March of 2015, he was interviewed by ABC's George Stephanopoulos.
It sounds to me like what you're saying is that someone could use their religious faith as a defense against any kind of a suit brought there. But let's try to get to that clarification. You're talking about one fix that people have talked about is simply adding sexual orientation as a protected class under the state's civil rights laws. Will you push for that?
I will not push for that. That's not on my agenda, and that's not been an objective of the people of the state of Indiana.
Mike Pence describes himself as a pretty basic guy whose views reflect the views of the people of Indiana.
I'm a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican in that order.
He was introduced by Donald Trump as his running mate in New York City over the weekend.
I found the leader who will help us deliver a safe society and a prosperous, really prosperous society for all Americans. Indiana Governor Mike Pence was my first choice. I've admired the work he's done, especially in the state of Indiana.
Whether Pence was Trump's first choice is a source of speculation. Pundits wonder if he would have preferred someone whose personality is more like his, Newt Gingrich, or New Jersey's Governor Chris Christie, were finalists in a very thin field. They are watching to see personality-wise if Trump and Pence will coalesce as running mates. Meanwhile, stark differences between Pence and Trump have emerged. Pence voted for the Iraq War. Trump was against it. Pence in favor of NAFTA and the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Trump is against U.S. trade policy. And there are other differences, but Trump needed a running mate who knows Washington, who can speak Washingtonese, and Pence fills that bill. Since the announcement, the Democratic side has been painting Pence's conservative social viewpoints as out of step with the mainstream. Clinton's campaign seized on Trump's chaotic process for selecting and announcing his pick. It painted him in a web video as always divisive, not so decisive. And then there was a logo which came out on social media showing a sexually suggestive interlocking T and P, representing their Trump and Pence last names. Michigan former Congress member John Dingell on Twitter asked, "What is the T doing to that P?" Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.